So they need to record me, so I'm going to use this. So I appreciate you guys being involved this morning. Quick question. How many people know what their body type is? Let me get a show of hands. Who knows that there are various body types that we fit into categories? Do you know what? Who knows what their body type is? Huh? I'm going to get to that. I just want to see. I want to see. This will give you an idea that as you walk in, as we walk into this lesson or this teaching today, that you're not alone. There was a few hands that went up that knew where to go with that, right? So you're not expected, nor do we all walk into life educated about everything that has to do with our bodies, right? So what I want to share with you today, there are three body types. What are the three body types, Brandon? You don't remember? Ectomorph, mesomorph, and endomorph. Why isn't this working, Tom? There it is. Okay. So when you have an ectomorph, endomorph, mesomorph body type, now there are very few people that fit the pure sense of one of those. So typically you could be a combination of two of those. You could have tendencies from one that your body would more respond to, and then you could have genetics that are more fed to another. So we are born with a hand that we're dealt by God, and God says, this is what I'm giving you, and I've made you fearfully and wonderfully. And we question it because the world and Cosmopolitan and Men's Health, and they have all these people on there that make you feel like you're not such a very nice-looking person, right? So we're going to talk about the health attributes of that and how you go about doing something about it. So we're all born with the ability to shape our body. And realistically, a lot of times what we do is we will start to make ourselves believe that this is who I am and I can't do anything about it. I'm just overweight, and that's just what it is. That's the way it's going to be. That is a lie of the devil. That is the devil trying to convince you to stay in one spot. One of the biggest things that Pastor taught me very early on is you cannot minister from a hospital bed. You cannot take the word to people if you're unhealthy and you're having to care for your body because of what you're putting it through. So what do we do to keep ourselves in shape? So, first of all, we need to understand how God made us to help us understand how to take care of us. So when you fall into these body types and over sports science and a lot of data, a lot of things that are driving what we're going to talk about today, this will kind of give you an understanding. Now, you could probably look at this and picture in your head somebody that fits this, right? All of these. So I cannot work out the same way that John can and expect to have the same results that John can. Can you stand up for me, Pastor John? So I want you to look at us standing next to each other, and we look like, so there's difference, right? So do you think that if John worked out the way I did, he would get the same results? Do you think that I will run, which I never will, like John, and that I would get, thank you, Pastor, and I would get the same results? We're built differently, right? So we're going to talk a little bit about your body type, and I want you guys to look at this. Remember, you're a combination of two, and most likely you're not purely married to one type, okay? And I'm going to give you some examples of some actors and stuff so you kind of have an idea of what we're talking about, okay? Now, some people may need lower repetitions, and some people may need more rest, while others may in the higher rep ranges. And do we know what repetitions are? How many times you do something in the gym if you're lifting weights? Or circuit training or things of that nature, and we'll get a little bit. So everybody's different. It all depends on you and your body. So this is the ectomorph. John is almost a true ectomorph. He's long and lean. He's a long-distance runner, so his slow-twitch muscle fibers, he will recover from working out a lot faster than I will. I require more rest because of my body type. John can run a marathon and probably go out and run the next day because he will recover faster than I will. Okay? Typically, diagnosis for an ectomorph, and John is closer to an ectomorph meso, and we'll get into that. Typically, skinny with a smaller frame, lean muscle, but doesn't gain weight easy. John will probably argue with that, but because we talked about that before. But a fast metabolism. Typically, the chest is a little bit flatter, and the shoulders, the frame is a little bit more narrow, okay? But what kind of workout would he need? Short and intense. So jump rope is a good. You want to focus on the big muscle groups. What kind of muscle groups? So if John wanted to put on more muscle, he would focus on what's called compound, big compound movements. That's your squats, your deadlifts, clean and presses, bench press, big muscle groups. If he wanted to, but being that he's a runner, he focuses his training specifically on what his lifestyle is. Now, if your lifestyle as a construction worker is different than the lifestyle of somebody sitting behind a desk. So you have to train for your life and know your body type to train for it. And because you're taking in calories, and Tom's going to talk about this, this is a rule of thumb. 80% of what you look like is what you put in your mouth. 20% is working out. So if you're living at Burger King and you're hitting the gym 6 days a week and you just don't know what's going on, we should probably talk. Now, this has been very enlightening for me because I used to work for the North American Natural Bodybuilding Federation, and I did a lot of work with them, and I was able to pick the brains of. I'm not certified, but I'm educated through it because of the people that I was around, and I would ask tons of questions. You learn. When we want to know God, we go where? We learn through the Bible. If you want to learn about fitness, you go to the people that are doing it right. You don't want to talk to somebody in a bar who's eating chips and drinking beer. Okay? So my point is, so notable. Let me give you a notable ectomorph. Brad Pitt, Bruce Lee, Chris Rock. Females, Cameron Diaz, Gisele Bündchen, Kate Moss. Notable ectomorphs. Now, you need big compound movement, squats, deadlifts, and bench press, as we mentioned. More frequent workouts because you recover faster. The ectomorph needs to work out more than other body types because they recover. And what happens with your body if you do something the same thing all the time? It what? It adapts. So you see these bricklayers with these forearms that look like they have a softball stuck under their skin, right? Your body has to accommodate your workload. So whatever your workload is, if your workload is sitting on the couch, that's not workload. Okay? So your body will accommodate the workload. For this particular body type, you want to avoid a ton of cardio because when you run or when you do a lot of cardio, your body naturally goes after the most nutrient-dense flesh, which is your muscle. So if you have a hard time gaining, you don't want to burn all the muscle, although you're lean, but you don't carry it as an ectomorph, or you can't go after or create a lot of muscle, and you got to eat as an ectomorph if you want to gain muscle. Again, that doesn't mean eat Burger King, and Tom will talk about that. These are the people that make everybody mad. The mesomorphs are the people with the small joints, with the big muscle bellies, the nice tapered waist, the wide cobra backs. The people that don't have to work out, they can drive by a gym and gain 2 pounds of muscle, whereas I can drive by a Burger King and gain 2 pounds of fat. So you got to know how to work out. For this guy is the person that is athletic with a rectangular shape, hard body, very defined muscles. Doesn't have to lift a lot, but is not careful, can gain fat very easily. Naturally strong. Muscle is not a problem for this body type. Gains fat easier than ectomorphs because his body type is a little bit thicker. It's built to carry more mass. And broad shoulders. How many people know somebody like this? My brother, who is 56 years old, is a true mesomorph. You guys met my brother Ray, comes and visits. He's a true mesomorph. You know, just, you know, broad chest, little waist, makes me mad, that guy. You know, just naturally puts on, and is at 56 years old, it's still easy for him to stay fit the way he is because his body type responds accordingly. Now, what kind of workouts does these type of people need? Cardio and weight training. Obviously, responds best to weight training. They got to watch their calories though, because you don't want to put, now with every body type, it doesn't matter whether you're an ectomorph, a mesomorph, or an endomorph. Everything is based on how you attack it. How you go, you can, now your genetics are beatable. You can beat your genetics. You're not just dealt a hand and that's what you got to deal with. If you tailor your workouts to your body type, you can beat your genetics. You got to get that in your head right now. Before you take that step forward, you have to believe you are in charge of your body. True mesomorph, Arnold Schwarzenegger, imagine. Sylvester Stallone. Who at 62 years old can look like Sylvester Stallone? Bruce Willis, Mark Wahlberg. Female mesomorph, Tina Turner. Halle Berry, Angela Bassett, and Jennifer Garner. True mesomorphs. Tom. So, depending on your goals, there's a lot of different training methods that will help you see results. High intensity, low intensity, explosive sets, tempo sets. And if we don't have a lot of time to get into specifics, I will be available for any questions outside of this teaching to help you. Brandon is a huge resource for this. I'm putting you on blast. Brandon is a huge resource. Stevie G over here, huge resource. Little man over here, JD. So, great resources. Use your brothers and sisters. Pick their brains. Learn. What did we say? To want to be godly, pay attention to those that are living godly. To get fit, pay attention to those who know about getting fit. Okay? You want to break up your workouts to focus on certain body types each day. So, for instance, this guy could do chest on Monday, legs on Tuesday, shoulders on Wednesday, back on, you know, on Thursday, Friday he does arms, he'll take Saturday, Sunday off, then he'll come back and his muscles will remember everything and he'll just explode. But he can be very body part specific, to whereas the ectomorphs, the thinner, they go after the power movements, explosive movements, so that they can have a muscle foundation to build on. Does that make sense? Okay. So I know this one very well. This is not your typical endomorph. They made this picture very horrible. It was good to use this picture because I am here to call falsehood on the way they put this up. And again, to remind you that you are in charge of the way you look. 80% what you eat, 20% working out. I'm going to keep saying that. It's very important you understand your destiny is on you. Now, we may have gotten a late start or we may have treated our bodies a certain way. That's reversible, guys. You can do something to change that. Notable endomorphs, Luther Vandross, Jack Black, John Goodman. Notable female endomorphs, Jennifer Hudson, Jennifer Lopez, Queen Latifah, Beyonce. Falsehood. If you've ever paid attention to Beyonce's weight change, you'll see a picture, and she can very easily, her hips, she'll carry. But then she gets on stage, and you wonder who that person was to the other person you saw. You have to be very target specific with your bodies. You have to know your body, and you have to be very target specific. I have gained 45 pounds in my new job since we were in the old church to now. I have put on 45 pounds. Now, because I am more of a power lifter body type, I'm carrying some right here. I'm not afraid. But it's easy for me to put it on just by lifting. My body will respond. I can put muscle on like it's just easy for me. It's easy for me to put muscle on. But if I remove cardio, this will be Rico. And again, Tom's going to touch on the other part. Very, very important. For those who are true endomorphs, what is the diagnosis? Soft and round body, typically short and stocky, gains muscle easily, gains, that's supposed to say fat. So gains fat very easily, finds it hard to lose fat, very slow metabolism, and large shoulders. So I am a true mesoendo. So if I focus very, 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 then my waist will come down, my back will get large. So I have small tendencies from the meso, the second one. But my body is closer to this, and I have to pay attention to that. That doesn't make you bad. God made you the way he made you for his plan for you. But when it starts going down and we have to be there for one another, we want to be healthy. We got to be healthy. What's your workout type? Always do cardio. This is a big deal. Me and JD talk about this all the time. Always do cardio and weight training. For every pound of muscle that you put on, you will burn an extra 10 calories a day, more or less, just being awake. So the more lean muscle you have on your body, the more you can burn, the more efficiently you burn calories. Now, if you're putting empty soda calories in your body, when I say empty, they're empty. You're not getting anything from that but the taste. There is nothing coming from that. And that is where this comes from. Train for your body type. Now, circuit training is ideal for this body type. You want to pick 3 to 5 exercises and go through each one with no rest. The less rest, you keep your heart rate up, you keep your heart rate going, and you're burning calories. This, you do not want to take a ton of weight. The ectomorphs, 3 to 5 minutes between their sets because they're trying to retain that muscle. Here, you're not going to suffer a lot of your muscle, so you want to go after the fat. High-intensity interval training. For those of you who are taking notes, HIIT, high-intensity interval training. So that means you jump rope, 30 seconds, and then you stop and you walk. You're keeping your heart rate up. It's called active resting. So a lot of people like myself, if I'm training really heavy with weights, I can get off, or you do compound sets. So you work two body parts at the same time, and you just keep going back and forth. It's like circuit. Come off the bench, sit up, have dumbbells, start doing curls. Get right back under the bench. Now, you're not going to do your maximum amount of weight. You want to target about 60% of what your maximum weight that you can lift is, so that it's medium weight, and you're actually still focusing on the muscle group, and your heart rate is up, so it's forcing you to use stored fat for energy. Okay? Very important. This one right here, you cannot avoid cardio. And for those of you who have the wrong idea of what your body type is, because we're very critical of ourselves, we'll make ourselves believe that we are 12 times bigger than what we really are. Because this world makes us believe that we're ugly. So go to your doctor, talk to somebody that knows, that loves you, that you can take constructive criticism from, that can tell you the truth in love. Don't go to somebody that's going to make you feel bad. Talk to somebody that's going to tell you the truth and wants to help you reach your goal. Very important. Don't go to Cosmo. Don't start reading these magazines or looking at these videos of people dancing that have been working out for a year just to shoot that video. That is not normal everyday life. And our lives push us in a direction to where it challenges your schedule so that you can't follow through with what you need to do. Pay attention to that. The biggest, most crucial component for this person here is diet, diet, diet. Got to minimize the carbs. And I know I'm jumping ahead, Tom. I apologize. But it's very, very important that you focus on cardio. Now, what else is cardio good for? What's the most important organ that we have? If your heart, and there's the other thing too, whatever you decide to do, work your way into it. Do not go 0 to 60 on your first day. Take your time to ease your way into your workouts. Okay? You don't want to look at, you know, somebody that's won the national CrossFit circuit and then say, I'm going to do that today. You just don't. Janine's going through CrossFit right now, and she can attest it is something else, isn't it? It is something else. Choose the workouts that are good for you. If you've got joint issues, the last thing you want to do is power lift. The last thing you want to do, you cannot. People that have joint problems do not want to work out with JD. My point is, know your body. Go after what your body requires of you, not what your friend's opinion requires of you. Your body requires you to go after it, and you're in charge of it. Lastly, I want to read something to you. Because we think, oh, we're saved, and because we are, if I were to die tomorrow, fat and unhealthy, and I'm not paying any mind to my health, I mean, it's no big deal. I'm saved. That is not what God calls us to be. It just doesn't. And this has been very eye-opening for me. When Tom and I sat down for this, it reminded me of everything that I already knew. It reminded me of talking to these world-class bodybuilders that I used to be around. It reminded all the conversations I've had with Brandon and working out with Brandon when we first met. It reminded me of working out with Stevie G and the conversations that we've had and John challenging me. And I started to think that from where I'm standing, if I'm not able to provide God's call or what my call is, what his call is for me, then I've lied to myself right along with the enemy. And we don't want to usher ourselves into that lie. He's working his tail off to provide it himself. So, 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Surely you know that many runners take part in a race. but only one of them wins the prize. Run then in such a way as to win the prize. Every athlete in training submits to strict discipline in order to be crowned with a wreath that will not last, but we do it for one that will last forever. That is why I run straight for the finish line. That is why I'm like a boxer who does not waste his punches. I harden my body with blows and bring it under complete control to keep myself from being disqualified after having called others to the contest. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. That right there, I bring my body under full control. That's God calling you. That's God calling you to make your body submit. Food is for fuel. Food is not to have a love affair with. 80-20, 80% that Tom's about to come up and talk about, 20% this. Love you guys.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome stuff, huh? All right, guys. That's good stuff. And I'd like to, again, reiterate what he said. I don't know if any of you know who Bob Harper is, but he was a trainer on a show called The Biggest Loser. Very fit, had a heart attack. Now, there's two ways to look at that. Why work out? He was in such good shape. Well, I believe that sometimes genetics say he was going to have that heart attack anyway. And if he wasn't in good shape, that heart attack probably would have killed him. Or if he wasn't in good shape, he might have died 20 years ago from that same heart attack. Well, if he would have died 20 years ago, think of all the people who, by his inspiration, got into shape and didn't have heart attacks. It's not about us. It's about who we affect in this life. And the longer we live, the more people we affect. Period. It's just mathematics. But we're going to talk about, now we've talked about exercising and what kind of fuel, you need fuel when you exercise, and what kind of fuel do you need? We're going to ask some questions. What are you feeding your body? Now I ask you, when was the last time you took a cereal box or a food item out of your cupboard and read the ingredients on the back of it? How many calories does it have? How much sodium does it have? How much? Good. That's great. And how many times do we eat and we actually don't know? We're like, what's riboflavin? That sounds weird, but it's probably a good thing. What is yellow dye number 3 or 5? What's that dye? Why does that have to be in there? It's to make your food look better, make it look more desirable, make it look more tasty. Not necessarily good for your body, and in fact, might be bad for your body. You need to pay attention to that. Why are you feeding your body? Why? Are you hungry? Well, if you're hungry, you eat. You know, that makes sense, right? Let me ask a question. Sarah, has Rico ever taken you out to dinner and a movie on a date? And what did you have at the theater? I'm putting you on the spot because I love you, Citra. But were you hungry? Okay, see, conditioned behavior, and thank you for letting me put you on the conditioned behavior. How many times do you say happy birthday to a coworker for the cake? You don't even like the guy. But there's cake. Hey, there's cake in the break room. All of a sudden, oh, I want cake. You just ate your lunch. I want cake. Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question about cake. When you're a kid, you got given cake for your birthday. What is the youngest you remember having a cake at your birthday? No, do you remember what was on that cake when you were one? Okay, what's the the birthday cake you remember when you first started remembering birthday cake? Yeah. Okay. And some kids, it's like they remember, well, for my sixth birthday, I had a Transformers cake. So the years before that, would your kid have even remembered if there was cake at their birthday? Once again, conditioned behavior. Society says you have to do this. Society says you have to have popcorn at the theater. Society says, hey, it's barbecue time. You have to have barbecued ribs with all the sugar and the sauce. That's one time. We need to feed our body what it needs to be healthy, period. We need to not be susceptible to these societal things. And how are you feeding your body? You know that if you take and say you eat 2,000 calories a day, and you eat it in two large meals, your insulin spikes, it's hard for your body to break it down. If you broke that 2,000 calories a day into six meals, spread it out, your body processes it better, and I almost guarantee you would lose weight if you spread that 2,000 calories over. And I'm not going to say lose weight. I'm going to say lose fat, because you're not trying to lose muscle. You're trying to lose fat. All right? So how are you feeding your body? Are you eating late at night when your body can't process it as well? Are you eating early in the, are you spreading out your meals so you have energy during the day and so you don't get to that, I'm so hungry, I have to eat this Snickers bar? Because you're not you when you're hungry. You know? But if you weren't hungry, you'd be you. Simply put, when you eat, your body turns what you eat into energy or nutrients. So here we got the fire. That's what your body turns calories. Now, when John eats like carbs before he runs, his body, when he's running, his body is not building muscle or it's not replacing muscle or cells. It's busy being used. And so your food goes in like that. Now, later on, after he's done racing, he needs to eat something with a lot of nutrients so his cells can then rebuild. Because when you stretch a muscle out, you fill a muscle full of blood like you're weightlifting, right? Your muscle swells up, and the fibers at a certain point actually start to split apart. And they need nutrients to mend back together again. So a lot of times what you put in your body is what is necessary for it to do those things. The human body makes 50 to 70 billion cells every day. How many knew that? Even at rest, your body is replacing cells. Do you trim your fingernails? Because they grow. You have to. They grow. That's your body replacing cells. Do you have to get a haircut once a week? You have to, because the cells are growing. Now, that's going on with everything in your body. Your kidneys are replacing cells. Your liver is replacing cells. Your heart is replacing cells. So we need to be very aware of what we're putting on our body to replace those cells with. What kind of building blocks are you giving your body to do this transaction with? Because this 50 to 70 billion cells is going to happen whether you like it or not. And you got to decide, what am I going to put in my body to replace those cells? Ooh, what's that? Wow, how'd that slide get in there? Okay, back to basics. The less processed, and this is my thing, And I don't have a degree or anything in this, but I read a lot of information from people who know about this, right? And the less processed the food goes through before it gets to your mouth, the better. A box of processed food with the dyes and the handling and the people touching it and the machine it runs through. You ever notice how you can't feed a kid almonds that has a peanut allergy a lot of times? Because the residue from the peanuts that almond goes down, it gets on the almonds. A lot of kids can't have anything that touched was produced in like a peanut butter place because the residue. It's the same with everything. So the things that we do, the less processes, a chicken breast, very little process. You bring it home, you cook it yourself. That's you touching it. Now a chicken nugget, are a lot of processes. How many ingredients are in a French fry? 16 ingredients. 16 ingredients, and that's that process. And then they put it in oil and cook it. They handle it. They put it in a box with ink on it that may have PCBs and stuff in that box, and then they hand it to you. That's a lot of processes before that food gets to your body. It's hard for your body to turn that into good building blocks for your body. Good food provides the energy for your life and the building blocks of your health. We're going to talk about some good foods. We're going to talk about good foods good for your skin, and you're going to start to see some repeated things. Now, if you have a particular issue in your life, say you have blood pressure issues or heart or kidney or stuff like that, all you have to do is go on Google and say, hey, what foods are good for this? And when you see two or three that agree, you're pretty safe that that is good. Now, if you see one that's obscure and nobody else agrees with it, I'd stay away from that one. But if you get two or three agreeing that blueberries are good for you, it's probably safe that blueberries are good for you. So we have your blueberries for your skin, carrots, pumpkin seeds, salmon, coconut. You know, one of the reasons why I think that the Hebrew children looked so good is they were obedient to God. That was one thing. But they weren't eating the king's choice food. Now think about what the king's choice foods would have been. Would have been a lot of meat. Because unlike today, I can go to Safeway and buy a steak, right? Well, back then, they couldn't. Meat was hard to get. It was hard to process because you had to kill it and then butcher it and then cut it. But the king got all of that. And I think those Hebrew children, by not eating that abundance of red meat, their skin looked better. They were cleaner. They had a cleaner diet. And even back then, the meat wasn't so bad. But still, they stuck with that diet, and it made their skin look better. It made them appear better. The combination of their skin glowing and them being obedient to God was undeniable. So you eat that if you want to be good for your skin. Food good for your heart. Once again, it says that they said, I think it was a Mayo Clinic study said that by the year 2035, 45% of people who live in the United States will have something wrong with their heart. Some are going to be really, really bad, and some are going to be mild. But 45%, that's partly because an older generation, we're all getting older, but that's partly because what we've been eating for the past 20 years and what we're going to be eating for the next 20 years is not good for your heart. Now, that you can look at it that way, that's bad, or you can be part of the 55% that avoids that. So you got your walnuts, bananas, coconut oil, chia seeds, coconut was on both, almonds, avocado, spinach, blueberries again, asparagus, Swiss chard. Your leafy greens are really good just about any time for anything. And we don't get enough of them in our diet. Food's good for your immune system. We got your kale, sage, sweet potato, raspberries, asparagus, wheatgrass, onion, rosemary. Let me ask, how many people got sick this year? How many had the crud? And how many had a longer crud than normal? It was longer than last year's. I did too. I had to resort to antibiotics from a doctor to get over it. Now, your white blood cells in your body are what fights off that stuff. Now, a lot of us suffer from our white blood cells got bam, bam. Now, when you eat this kind of food, your white blood cells are like, come at me, bro. Come on. And it gives your white blood cells the ability, it's like giving your white blood cells a bazooka to battle these things that try and come into your body. Now, there's no way, we live in a world where viruses and stuff float around. There's no way to really change that. But you want to give your body every chance it can to be able to fight off these things. Foods that help you sleep at night. The reason why this is important, especially with your exercising, is this. Your muscles need time to recover. Your brain needs time to recover. Your heart needs time to recover. A good night's sleep is one of the best ways to give your body what it needs to recover. So if we can adapt some of these into our diet, chamomile tea. How many like chamomile tea? Very calming. What about oats? Now you take those oats and you add some of that blueberry that we're talking about to it. That's great. Almonds. sweet potatoes again, bananas, grapes, they have melatonin in them. It's a natural thing that helps you sleep. Your kids having trouble getting to sleep? Give them a few grapes before they go to bed. Just a few, not a bunch, because then they're going to have a sugar takeover thing. But a few, you know? That's good stuff. Cottage cheese. Cottage cheese is good because it's got a protein level in it. And the one thing that Rico mentioned was the one, what was the body type that tends to cannibalize the muscle at night when you're sleeping? Ectomorph. A lot of times the body, because the metabolism is so high, it's searching for nutrients while you sleep. You don't want it to take nutrients away from your good muscle. You want it to leave that muscle alone. So by having some protein in your stomach when you go to bed, your body eats that protein and doesn't take protein from other places. All right? Not usually. Not. I mean, if you've got stomach issues, you're going to have to address that separately. But all right. The more colorful your diet, the better the chances of optimal nutrition. Look at all those colors, you know. Think about this. God made you, and you're kind of complicated. Do you think we could recreate a person, even though we have them, the way God created them? The way everything works together. And God also created the environment around us. If we were a healthy society where we're farming and the way we were originally put on this earth, we would see so much color. We'd have color. We wouldn't have fields of just wheat. We'd have fields with apple trees and peppers and watermelons and the green beans and asparagus. We'd have farms like that. And the people who live that way were healthier than the people who don't. So get some of that color in your diet. Get some of that. Add some of those things if you can. And try and find places, especially like if your local farmers markets, because some of this stuff is shipped from way over here and way over here, and it's not that fresh, but it's better than nothing. But if you can get locally grown things, the stuff that grows in this area, we live in this area. So the stuff that grows well in this area has learned how to live in this environment. Rainy, a little bit of sunlight, windy, cold. Well, that stuff grows here. We grow here. So stick with the local stuff, all right?